Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Well, it is the Greg Hill Show. Greg, Courtney, and Wiggy are departing, and you get a Ken and Curtis, a rare K&C on a Monday. Curtis, good morning. Hello.
Hey, Ken. How was the hike?
Hike was good. Loved Middlesex Fells. Little trip up there. Sunday, the weather broke. Everything is good in the world.
Oh, it was beautiful yesterday.
It gorgeous. Was perfect. What's odd, though, the truth in advertising for Greg, he said 9:15. He even teased it earlier in the morning. 9:15. And then they're out the door at 9. What's up with that?
8:58, if we're going to be.
Yeah, well, it's the Gresh line. Now, can I just get on Shine real quick?
Sure.
To start the program.
Oh, boy.
Good rejoin from Rush. But Friday, I just marvel at it. I'm not saying it's the worst take in the world. There's definitely merit to it. Friday, he wanted to trade Rafael Devers.
Right.
He went 4-for-4 Saturday. He won the game single-handedly for them Sunday. The fadeability of Shine's takes is something to marvel in, just something to bask in.
Yeah, it is. Is that why you
sell
have him
high,
here,
baby.
So you feel better about your takes?
Yes, exactly. I would like to start there. Don't you find it notable, though, that Rafi had a great weekend, despite all the drama, silenced the drama?
Yeah.
I might start Red Sox for a minute.
If since his, 0-for-24 start, he's hitting like 360. So he's been hitting. I mean, it doesn't excuse what he said post-game Thursday, but clearly, the owner of the team sat down with him and said, cut the crap, you know, let's get this back on track. We're paying you ungodly amounts of money for the next 10 years. Just, you know, do your job.
And John Henry may have saved the season with that private jet out to the heartland.
I hope he didn't fly private. That's bad for the environment.
I know.
But that was a sneaky big Saturday-Sunday win. Those were big wins Saturday-Sunday for the Red Sox. Heading to Detroit, two games over. They have a massive homestand after this series. They're home
they
for
do.
Like 2 weeks.
Braves, Mets. Big series with Detroit, which starts tonight. Shime, have you changed your tune? Do you not want to trade Rafael Devers now? Are you coming over to his side of things?
No, he's still an entitled brat. Like, it's just, you're paid all this money. You are supposed to be a team player. You're supposed to be in search of a World Series. And instead, you're like, nope, not for me. I'm good. I just want to do things my way. It's my way or the highway.
Well, not really. He did change. Curtis brought this up earlier. He changed in response to you guys played that Kevin Millar rant. He changed once. He didn't do it his way.
Yeah,
he
dragged
was a third baseman. He pouted for a little while, but he came around.
I mean, I don't. Baseball players are their own animal entirely. Like, I just find Kevin Millar, a guy that used his place as a role player on the 04 Red Sox as a means to create this massive media career by stepping out of line and being his own cowboy up, don't let us win today, being vocal all the time. Like, it's kind of disingenuous for him to be attacking a guy for doing things his way. That was my only point.
Well, and the other point is, Rafael Devers is probably going to be a bad first baseman. Would we agree with that? He'll probably be awful there.
So what?
Well, I wish would come back from Bermuda. God, yes, their first base, he's the best option at first base, without a doubt.
Well, he's not. They could go sign Anthony Rizzo, who's on the market right now, but they don't
want
to pay him $15 million
on the market?
Because he wants more money.
Right.
He was offered the veteran minimum by four teams. He turned it down. He said, I'm not paying for that.
So it's between $1 million and $15 million?
Right.
You want
so
the guy who hit 228 last year?
Yes, I do. He's a leader. He was a fan favorite. He's a
What about Doug McCabe?
15-year first baseman.
He's probably cheap.
So you're making an excuse for their ownership for not having a plan is what you're doing. I mean, no, Devers brought this up and nobody wanted to hear it, but actually he's got a good point.
I think that...
Go out and sign a legit first baseman or trade for one. That's what they should do.
They got a legit third baseman and he peed his pants.
Who did?
Devers.
Bregman? Oh.
Yeah, what are they going to trade for that legit first baseman, though? Trade Rafael Devers, then. Like, if you want a first baseman so bad, trade your ass.
He just won you a series in Kansas City yesterday.
Okay.
You want to trade your best player by far. It's just...
We're not going to trade Devers.
I am coming around on Devers. He's hitting well, and that's all that matters. Leave him there. Go get a first baseman.
Anyway, I love...
I don't like to talk baseball.
I mean, God.
But that's a big weekend.
It was a great weekend. I just don't think they're going to trade Rafael Devers, and I don't think Anthony Rizzo is going to come here for $10 million and save first base.
What's going to happen? I mean, they need to find something.
They're going to move Devers to first eventually. They just have to massage it.
How long does that take?
I don't know. It depends. Deep tissue. It's like going to the Bermuda Triangle with Wiggy.
Wiggy would like that.
So my question or my feelings on the Celtics, I was almost more pissed watching them on Saturday about games one and two than I was before game three. Because you watch those games, it was the same script, dominant start. They're playing great. People have been saying Tatum was great. He was fine. I mean, he wasn't. Tara Sullivan in the Globe wrote that, like, basically it was like Larry Bird and Jordan put together. Our expectations have been diminished a bit, but they're so much better than the Knicks. Like, just so it is not. And whatever the line is it 5.5 tonight, Shime?
6.5 now.
Freaking pound the Celtics. I would take the Celtics again 12 points or more if you can tease it, however the hell you do it.
Yeah, but don't you have a couple of like lingering worries? One is...
But if it's close, they're going to lose. They're not going to win by 5 points. They're either going to win by 20 or lose by 2.
Right, but couldn't you see at the start Porzingis is out for the game or Jaylen Brown's knee is acting up and he's not the same, and then it's just...
Pritchard is just the secret ingredient for them. Not so secret, but like the second you need an infusion of energy and points, he gets on the floor and it's an entirely different game. No matter how, whatever corner Jaylen Brown dribbles into or Porzingis gets doubled or has got the bubble guts, he chucks it back out. Porzingis hits anywhere past half court. I mean, he is a far more talented Paxton and Kerr. He is. He's just a guy that is instant offense.
Mostly. He was not good in the first couple of games of the series either.
Right.
But
I'm saying
he is
outside of Tatum and Brown. I mean, he is the biggest mismatch you have against the Knicks.
So Tatum was 8 for 20. What do you have? 22 points plus 23, 9 rebounds, 7 assists. Pretty good game.
He wasn't great. I mean, that's,
it
I don't know.
Great as a stretch. I mean, he was good. He was back
to being
good.
He was not a problem.
He was 5 for 9 from 3. What did he start? 4 for 4 or something like that?
Right.
That was all they needed to get off to that lead, and this time they held on. Let me ask you this. It may be the question for the audience. What is your remaining Celtics worry? What's your biggest fear of the Celtics right now, either in the series or the rest of the way? Would it be, I mean, injuries, I guess, always would come up first. But so if they're going to lose, if they lose this series somehow, what would happen?
Mazzulla would be gone.
Mazzulla blows it, like poor coaching?
Oh, what do you? I thought you meant like what would happen after the season.
No. I mean, just like what would cause them to lose this series now?
Tatum gets in his own head and is unable to fix things, and the Celtics aren't able to shoot themselves out of it. I mean, we all think after game three, I mean, I believe they win tonight. I think they win easily. But if the Celtics lose tonight, we forget immediately about game three, and you have to win three straight to avoid.
You're in Cleveland spot.
This would be a bigger upset than the Heat beating the Celtics in the conference finals.
I know you said this.
And the other one is the first consecutive losses in the playoffs since that Miami series, 2+ years ago.
No, it would be stunning. And I think they will win it. It's just I want proof now because you've lost two where you've blown these big leads. And like you said, you don't feel safe, even Saturday. There was no comfort until it was like all the reserves were in with 2 minutes to go. Well,
and now it's like in the Patriots 06 when they lost to the Colts after going up 21-3 in the AFC title game at the RCA Dome, they had Rex Grossman waiting for them in the Super Bowl. Now you're the Celtics. You win three more games, and you have the Pacers before you get back to the NBA
it's
Finals.
It's back to last year again.
Can we get that Cleveland guy that called in every week?
The mayor of Cleveland who
Ken
calls us
Curtis
on Saturday.
Show, said that they were unbeatable.
Let's do
God,
that.
God, do they suck.
Well, we're live on Twitch, and we're brought to you by Springer's Jewelers there. At Springer's Jewelers, they don't just sell diamonds. They teach you how to buy them with the best prices in New England. You'll also save money because they are in tax-free Portsmouth, New Hampshire. Go see Greg's friends at Springer's Jewelers if you're in the market for a diamond. Springersjewelers.com. Shime, quickly before we trend here, and I assume you're handling the Courtney duties in her absence.
Yeah, I got it.
What's your biggest fear? Celtics lose tonight. How does it happen?
It's because they shoot less than 30% from three. It's that simple. And as people hate it, Mego hated it when we talked about it, when I talked about it with her on Saturday. But it for the Celtics, it's all just a numbers game. If you shoot above 30% from three, 9 times out of 10, you're going to win the game. And especially against the Knicks, who aren't that good, you're going to win as long as you shoot 30% or better.
And who hits the most threes tonight? Pritch?
No, Derek White.
Yeah, Derek White was 3 for 6. I mean, he's been pretty steady. He's my favorite Celtic. He's been tough through the series. I it is hard to see the Knicks winning it, but Curtis, you're right. If it's a close game, they're going to lose. That's the one thing. You worry about the close and late situations and Jalen Brunson outplaying your guys.
Yeah, Karl-Anthony Towns not being 100%. I just found that whole broadcast, that whole spectacle Saturday to be well below the mark. Like, the Knicks have more unearned arrogance than any team I have ever seen. Their fan base, the whole aura of that broadcast team, which was awful. Doris Burke sucked. Like, why can't people?
She's so pro Philly and pro New York.
And she's like, what makes her great? I love anybody that says she's good. I just want to know what makes her great. We can be perfectly honest. You rip Brady every week as a broadcaster. Mm-hmm. We all think Romo's getting pie-eyed at halftime. Like, it's okay. You can say a broadcaster isn't very good. I don't get the Doris Burke thing. I think Mike Breen and Doris Burke did a disservice to Game 3. I thought that whole thing, every time the Celtics missed a shot and the Knicks got a rebound, down 20, like, ooh, this is the chance. They're going to make a game of this.
No, they struggled. They struggled mightily. Now, Hill notes are coming up. Jackson was in earlier, did a pretty good job. Would you agree?
I agree. The only thing I would have done is both answers before saying what was right.
So will Jackson pull off Hill notes on a day when he's got to multitask?
I think so. I have faith, and I don't think he popped a tire.
All right, we'll play your Hill notes back. Presented by Coleman Electric after Chris Shime Trends. It is a quick Ken and Curtis as the Greg Hill Show is off to Bermuda, and they'll be back live with their show there tomorrow morning. But here now the news.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now, brought to you by Northeastern Savings Bank. The Celtics have Game 4 tonight in New York after taking Game 3 on Saturday. 115-93, Sam Hauser, the sole guy on the injury report. He's listed as questionable. Tip-off for this game is at 7:30 tonight. We had two other playoff games in the NBA last night. The Thunder tie up their series with the Nuggets, and the Pacers beat the Cavs to take a 3-1 series lead. NBA draft lottery is tonight at 7. The Utah Jazz, Washington Wizards, and Charlotte Hornets each have the highest chance of getting the number one overall pick, being probably Cooper Flagg at 14%. The Red Sox beat the Royals 3-1, taking that series. Rafi Devers and Willy Abreu both homered in this one, while Lucas Giolito struck out 5 over his 6 2/3 innings. The guys are in Detroit now to take on the Tigers today. First pitch at 6:40 on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Lou Merlone joins Will Fleming on the call. Shaw's and Star Market perfecting the art of fresh. King takes off with Christian Arcand at 5:40 for the MassMutual pregame show. And in the NHL yesterday, Dallas leads Winnipeg 2-1 in their series, and Florida tied it up against the Toronto Maple Leafs with a win last night. That series now tied at 2 games apiece. Northeastern Savings Bank is the leading alternative to using Big Bank for businesses and families in Massachusetts. Upgrade to a local partner. Upgrade to Northeastern Savings Bank. Member FDIC and DIF. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Thank you, Shime. 57 degrees, sunny skies, gorgeous day in Boston. Afternoon high, sunny in the 70s.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Bob Zettelman, Greg's buddy, of course. And Greg, Courtney, and Wiggy en route to the Greg Hill Foundation Golf Tournament, their annual event. So they're off here. Ken and Curtis filling in here for the end of the show. We'll get the Hill Notes in a minute.
I want to go back to one thing. Just because setting the record straight is important to me.
Good.
November 25th, 2020, WEEI.com, Laird, colon. It's just, you could stop there. Laird, colon, says it all. Tom Brady should have taken Bill Belichick over Pride. Quote, I don't think this is what Tom Brady had in mind when he told his wife, I just want to be appreciated and have fun. Just how green is the grass looking at Derek Jeter's rental property right now?
That was a good line.
After a 27-24 Tampa Bay loss to the Rams on Monday night, Brady once again became the national story for the wrong reasons. Deep ball inaccuracies, overall primetime inadequacy, poor post-game sportsmanship, and what appears to be continuing QB coach friction.
I mean, this now, is exposing you more than me.
Now,
that's a good column.
5 years later.
You're deranged that you're going back and looking at columns I wrote in 2020.
Five years later.
Yes.
Bill Belichick is the one being taken down by a woman.
He is not.
As he continues this pathetic offseason at a pageant in Maine.
It's really not that bad. I mean, he just went to Maine to a pageant. You know what I think is going to happen? He's getting the buyout. He is going to get bought out or buy himself out.
I think he's buying himself out.
He's buying himself out for $1 million.
I agree.
And he'll be available for the first coaching firing in the league next year. That's actually brilliant.
There is a better chance of Antonio Brown buying the Patriots than there is of Bill Belichick returning to the NFL as a head coach.
Yeah, don't be so sure.
You think there's a chance?
Teams get desperate? Yes. I think there's a very good chance. Belichick back in the league this year.
Not a chance. Belichick will never be back in the NFL ever again.
Why would somebody hire him now if they didn't hire him before?
Well, you're desperate in season. You have a coaching change early in the year. It's got to be a team that's like fancies themselves someone in contention and they've fallen on hard times or they have locker room turmoil and they decide, fine, we're bringing Bill in.
So a guy that couldn't be disciplined at North Carolina is going to take over the Ravens.
Right. You bring Jordan in, too, as his assistant, right. Of course.
I think it's a great idea.
He's got the Strahan interview, the exclusive, on Friday. Do you think we'll get any Jordan talk with that one?
No.
All football?
I don't think he'd be doing an interview with Michael Strahan if it wasn't just to totally prop him up.
Just about the book? I mean, he's... Now, do you agree with Edelman that that's a distraction? If he was actually going to stay with Carolina, is this derailing his preseason? I don't know. You can't even say it with a straight face.
It's just antithetical to everything he held himself as, and he held his players to an account that he's refusing to hold himself to, that he is a complete and total fraud when it comes to all of the things that when I was in high school, we had a football coach named Mitch Harper, and he was obsessed about earning your keep, which is an interesting take at Rivers, but he was like all in on like,
you should put that sign up in my office.
You do what's best, you get what you take out, you know, life isn't about what you're handed, it's about what you earned. And then about 3 years after I left Rivers, he married a woman who owned this like Schumacher grounds company, like what is it called? Like they clean lawn, they do lawns.
Groundskeeper?
No, like whatever the hell it is. But
landscaping?
Landscaping company.
Yeah.
He married into this like landscaping company, bought a house on Nantucket, and did nothing. Like that's Bill Belichick right now.
How about the Mac Jones turn of phrase? If you keep taking a profit, you'll never go broke. That's a good one for the
right.
office.
I think that that's a good one.
One thing Belichick would not have done, though, would be trade Joe Milton. Did you see the text support I got, 860 text on the Subaru New England text line? Ken, please be on the show more. Your Joe Milton take is spot on. They will regret that. Also gets into my
you
Disney.
You paid Mitch to text that, which was unseemly.
That's fine. But what you agree, Belichick would not have done that. Milton would be competing with Drake for the starting job now. They would be in camp, well, not now, because it's rookie minicamp.
If you're going to give me any part of this offseason that I feel concerned, it's the level to which they feel they need to grease the tires or grease the skids or massage Drake May. I don't agree with you at all about Joe Milton. I don't think he's going to be a good quarterback in the NFL. I think there's a chance he's cut before the year. But what the obsession is, or what the the fixation that Mike Vrabel appears to have about removing all doubt when he was such a key cog in creating doubt
right.
for Brady and getting him to be better than he may have been by he and Harrison going after him in practice and other places.
Well, that was my concern weeks ago. I told you that. I'm worried about their pampering of Drake.
Right. What do you think? Are Drake May apologists, Shime? What do you think?
Well, of course. He's going to say it's the right thing to do.
No, this has nothing to do with Drake May. It's just Joe Milton stunk. He felt entitled to an opportunity to win the starting job, but he deserved nothing, and so they dealt him. That's all. Mike Vrabel removing entitlement from the building.
Would you like to take a caller who wants to rip me?
Yes.
Always.
Let's go to Matt in Rhode Island. Good morning, Matt.
Hey, I'm back. Ken, do these sports takes come from the same decision-making that going to Epcot alone wearing a blue bandana comes from?
Which take are you specifically addressing?
Any of them, all of them.
You can't just say all of them.
Bill Belichick being back in the NFL, like literally you have a brain full of just completely inept sports takes.
Well, yeah. It's got to be like there's a significant chance he's not coaching from one side or the other, whether he decides to leave or UNC decides to ship him out.
Yeah, the first thing Florio over the weekend highlighted, Florio's been brilliant at this. He's been creating news of things that have been out for a while, so he like reread the contract. So we put that out there that as of June 1, the buyout by the university or by Bill is $1 million. And there's no other relationship. It's just a divorce that costs $1 million. Before June 1, it's $10 million. And obviously, I think that was put in as a poison pill so that he didn't leave before the season to go to the NFL, because obviously all the NFL jobs will have been filled by the time we hit the first of the next month.
Right.
So I wonder if they even just do mutual.
Like, mutual buy it, fine. And now he's learned the entire college landscape. He knows players from a grassroots level. He's ready for his next NFL job. He'll come in
what
and be ready to draft.
What are you talking about?
Well, he was in the NIL market for all these players trying to get talent in. So
I mean, he already got his talent in.
Well, he's got that. Yep, he's key with the teenage. Well, let's move on from that.
Okay.
Let's go to Coach in New Hampshire on the Millions discussion. Hello, Coach.
Yes, I know it's been talked about way too much. But, Curtis, I have to ask you, where's there more evidence that Joe Milton is going to fail, like you just said, or that Joe Milton might be special down the road? Like, what we've seen
Where has Joe Milton been special?
I don't see what you're talking about.
Give me an example of Joe Milton. Oh, God. The Joe Milton people really reveal themselves. It's just like...
It's a strong section of the public.
If you go back 2 years ago, Malik Mania, how could you release...
No, this is different.
They
this was
beat
regular
a
season.
Team that tried to lose. But that's his one game, Ken. And but they
it's,
get a
it's,
fifth
it's
rounder. What did they get a sixth? What was the trade? I don't remember.
They had a trade. They got basically
fifth.
No. They gave up a seventh.
They got a
yeah,
fifth
got a
for
fifth.
The guy.
They got a fifth. So it was basically a sixth.
So explain to me the league. You agree has never been more horned up for quarterbacks, right?
Right.
Why would they only get a fifth for Joe Milton?
Because they panicked. They traded him because they're afraid of Drake. We just talked about
but,
it. It's multifaceted.
The reasoning of trading
they're
him.
Afraid of Drake's mother and father getting upset.
But that would be reason to increase the value. So whoever's getting him is not getting into prison.
They way too soon. Derek Carr just retired. They could be trading him to the Saints today.
The Saints were never going to trade
him. In all sincerity, what do you think they get
third.
For him? You're on drugs.
Their starting quarterback in New Orleans is going to be Tyler Shuck, who was second-round pick.
So you don't think it's today. And the Saints called the Cowboys and said, Jera, here's a third. They wouldn't
maybe
get
they will.
Him?
I think they might.
But obviously they would.
Okay, keep an eye out for that. But they just wasted a second on a quarterback, so they're already halfway
down
that path.
Yeah, but they think he's good. He stinks, but they think he's good, which is why they drafted him.
Well, NFL
they could have just traded a fourth for Joe Milton and never had to worry about drafting Shime's a guy.
Opinion on somebody.
Joe Milton was on multiple college teams, mm-hmm. was on the Patriots, and was available to the NFL. He had one good game against a team that wasn't playing its starters in a game they tried
okay,
to lose.
Okay, he's not proven, but that doesn't mean you trade him for a six-round pick the minute that the first sign of adversity comes in for the quarterback that you just drafted.
But it's just like what every fan base that follows a bad team thinks.
I want their backup is the answer. I want some Milton callers. Let's go to Tim in Brockton. Hello, Tim.
Hey, yeah. If Joe Milton wasn't that good, why get rid of him? The thing is about Joe Milton
wasn't that good, why get rid of him? Doesn't that well, – that's
Curtis,
why you
hold
get
on,
rid
hold
of
on.
Him.
Let me finish. Curtis, you don't have any proof of his player skill. It should have been a competition. What? Everybody wanted to see the Joe Milton and Drake competition QB and minicamp.
Wait, Joe, I don't have proof. No, it's the other way around. You have no proof that Joe Milton's good.
Well, he played one game, and it looked better than Drake's whole season.
It's a practice squad.
What are you talking about?
He looked good. Did he look good that
who
game?
Who was against? I don't care. His potential is higher, and his ceiling is way higher than Drake May. He has way more potential.
Thank you, Tim.
What are you talking about? He has more potential than Drake May?
The entire NFL looked at Joe Milton and said, nah, we're good. To the point where the Patriots got him in the sixth round of the NFL draft. Drake May went third overall, and the Giants were salivating and barking, chomping at the bit to trade up and take him. And yet, Joe Milton has a higher ceiling. Got
you,
it.
You guys
sense.
Are so upset about this because you know it's Vrabel's lone flaw so far. It's the only thing he's done that is questionable. Otherwise, I love him. I love him putting the pads on and the jersey on and getting in there in the trenches. He's had a good free agency season. It's just, this is bizarre. You have to admit.
I mean, I'm just looking. I'm trying to find the full list of draft picks that they had. Was Spencer Rattler taken before him?
Yes, he was. He was taken in the fourth round, Curtis.
He was the guy that went right before.
Okay. So Spencer Rattler.
That was Merrill Hodges.
Michael Penix Jr., obviously. Michael Pratt. Spencer Rattler. The guys that he was taken after.
It was largely a good quarterback draft. You will admit that. Last year was. You would admit a good crop of quarterbacks?
You know what draft pick? You know what draft he went?
And this year stunk, right?
You know what round he went in this year's draft? Fifth.
Say that again?
In a bad draft, he went fifth.
I think he went sixth.
No, this year he was traded for a fifth in a bad draft.
Yeah, because the Patriots sold low on him. It doesn't
but
mean
you
it was
said it was
value.
A good draft. I'm saying in the year after that, after he had
right,
this
it makes,
unbelievable breakout
it makes it
game,
even dumber on their part.
Ken, he got drafted after Jordan Travis, who didn't play an entire season in college with a broken leg.
I don't even know who that is.
Right.
He was a quarterback out of Florida State.
508 Texter.
He lost to BC and he went there.
We'll get the Hill Notes after this. 508 Texter. Joe Milton was an asset like Bitcoin. Vrabel sold when the market was down. You know we told Eamon. Greg told Eamon. Buy the dip.
Right. I don't think I would do Bitcoin and Eamon right
what
now.
Was never a peak.
What did Vrabel do? He sold at the dip. Dumb.
Right.
All right. Now it's time for Hill Notes.
All right.
Presented by Cullman Electric. You need an electrician. Call Cullman.
It's electric.
Jackson here. As the crew heads to Bermuda, I've come up with a few must-see activities. Start off at A&M Bulk. With no Costco on the island, A&M Bulk offers the same discount bulk shopping as Costco without all the pomp and frills. Looking for that Caribbean dinner of fine dining? Head to Winky Dinky Dog. Yep, it's a real place. Winky Dinky Dog, not just dogs. You can also get soft-served ice cream and sherbet. Lastly, for a little bit of your shopping needs, head to Exotic Gombe Doll Treasures. Because what says I love and I miss you more than a collectible doll? Safe travels to everyone, as I will not be in attendance as I choose not to leave the Greater Boston area.
Right.
Nor was I invited.
Great job, Jackson. Good research. Excellent work.
Awesome.
Jackson always is working hard back there. He's always active. He's always doing something.
There's no Costco on the island.
Hi, Greg. It's Bill Belichick. Can I get the number of your barber? I'm gonna get that high and tight and look 40 to 50 years younger.
So, what did you think of the haircut? That got a lot of attention early in the morning.
I think it looked great. Your text, you said it looked awful. You
I
were
did
saying
not. That's off a total lie. See,
Greg looks horrific.
Didn't comment on it at all. Shime, were you in favor?
Yeah, Greg always looks good.
Okay. Curtis got a great idea for a poll for the show. You can run it one of two ways. First couple to get married, or first couple to break up. Bill and Jordan, or Travis and Taylor.
Oh, good one.
Good poll.
They were spotted, I saw, over the weekend. Travis and Taylor, first time in a while. Mother's Day in Philly.
What would be your guess? Which lasts longer?
Travis and Taylor.
Bill's kind of a long-term relationship guy. I mean, his last...
I don't know. Talk to the Giants receptionist.
Said he had, like, multiple relationships?
Yeah, a couple, but they've lasted, you know, 5+ years.
Right.
Okay. Travis and Taylor in it for the long haul.
Yeah, so Gen Z women want older men, and it has nothing to do with money. Nothing to do with money, just social causes.
I agree.
I think that's a great point. Good point.
Yeah, sir, you can't bring that on the flight. I can't bring my horse on the flight. You know I suffer from anxiety. I need my horsey.
Okay, I missed that reference.
We had the Great Dane that got brought on
the
flight.
Oh, my God. Did you see that dog?
No, I didn't.
Oh, my God. 200-pound Great Dane getting brought on as a service animal on United.
Now, I don't want to speak ill of Pudge, who's not with us anymore, but you used to bring Pudge and buy a seat for him.
Right. That does not impact anybody.
Well, I'm allergic to dogs, so if I was sitting near Pudge, I'd be a little uncomfortable.
Right. Well, God's telling you that Pudge is more important than you, even in death.
So what's
hey, Reggie.
Good.
Hey, Reggie. You mind if I sit up front with you?
So is there a height or a weight limit on the dogs you can bring on or no? Apparently not.
Apparently not.
Must not be. I mean, maybe it's combined passenger and dog have to be a certain weight.
More freaking clams. If I don't get more clams with extra butter on them, I'm going to freaking snap.
I'm not sure there's been a better spot done this year than the Roger Berkowitz spot.
And brilliant move doing the F-bomb. Because
not enough clams.
Great appearance on the show, followed up by a tremendous spot. Gotta buy that.
Hey, guys, what's the over-under on Miss Princess's bag for your trip to Bermuda?
Did you see her carry-on luggage?
I would never venture to guess. I think she goes to Old Navy.
It is Anything Goes Air. I believe she takes anything she likes, so she's got several bags.
I'm fascinated at Wiggy, who said over and over again was wondering whether Bermuda was in the Caribbean, and then said he knew it wasn't, but it was.
I thought he was there last year. I guess I misremember. So he didn't go last year to the golf tournament. He went 2 years ago.
I guess.
So I'm a little concerned about the dynamic now, because you've got Greg, you've got Wiggy, you've got Courtney, and you've got Doug Lane. So all four together for 4 days is a little combustible. Yeah. Could be combustible.
Well, Doug was bitching about your arrival time when he came in a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, he was. He's very critical.
Well, as Wiggy says, don't let your night job affect your day job.
Right.
I don't know if it can be called a city, but I live in Valdosta, Georgia, where we have bike lanes all over the place, and nobody ever bitches. Peace out.
All right. The weather in Valdosta, Georgia is far better than the weather in Boston for 12 months out of the year.
Do you anecdotally notice the bike lane usage climbing up this time of year?
So yesterday, parked at the edge of South Boston, right by the Broadway T stop, walked over the bridge, over the tracks, to Sowa Sunday in the South End.
Great spot.
And I saw one person, and it was literally a perfect day. The other thing I would say to that idiot who just left that message, I would say, if there was gridlock traffic caused by bike lanes and the implementation of a bike lane was to preclude traffic issues and to go green, then I would say whatever you're attempting to do has been negated by the extra emissions that are sent into our universe and get into the UV rays when we have bike lanes versus no bike lanes. If you drive around Boston, if you haven't been here in 5 years, it is shocking to see the amount of traffic that exists because we have removed lanes for cars.
Blue bikes are very popular. I see them sold out all over the place.
After listening to that Pokemon Savant battle, I officially no longer want to have sex ever again. Like, literally ever. I'm going to move into my mom's basement and just carve up all day and play some Pokemon. That's it.
Yeah, Shine, what does the fiance think of the Pokemon playing and the time spent?
She's totally fine with it. She came with me. I went to the opening of a Pokemon exclusive card store in New Hampshire this weekend. And she joined me.
She plays. Did?
Yeah. She plays Pokemon Go. She dabbles. She understands.
Okay. That'll change once you get married.
Nah, I won't.
I have two questions for Shime. One, how the hell did you find a woman that's going to put up with you the rest of her life? And two, how many swirlies did you get in school? Because you still stink. Have a good day.
Have the Shime haters overtaken the Curtis hate?
I think so.
Yeah, no, it's just that one guy.
I don't know. There are people out there. With success comes great responsibility.
Right. That is what it is.
Heavy as a head that bears the crown.
Yep. It's true.
By the way, 508 texture says Valdosta's population is 150,000. So, I don't know.
Yeah, great.
Probably a lot more
I'm
space,
all for
too.
Bike lanes. I don't mind. There's bike lanes in Dover. There's no traffic in Dover. I'm talking about the city of Boston.
That'll do it today, Ken.
All right, great job. Hill Notes brought to you by Coleman Electric. You need an electrician, call Coleman.
It's electric!
Time for a little crossover with Jones or Keith next. Would you care for a little parlay there? Who would you want to?
You're the boss. I like them both equally.
Well, I think it's a Keith day only because it's Celtics. It's game four tonight, so I want to take Keith's temperature. We'll see if he's
here. Question for our listeners: which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint: it's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment your local Ford stores share, and that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Darren will do that next. Jones and Keefe are on the way. And by the way, tomorrow, live from Bermuda, Greg Hill Show with Greg, Courtney, and Wiggy all back. Curtis is here. I'm Ken Laird, quick K&C, and Keith
yes.
is in the building.
Hello.
We're just talking about the match coming up between Greg and Shime. Who do you got in that
I'm
puppy?
Excited about this. I'm going to go Shime.
Wow. Really?
I'm going to go with Shime on
wow.
this one.
My man.
That's right. Are Great you? Pokemon knowledge earlier today,
well, there's,
too.
There's no doubt of that.
I'm not surprised by that, but he's an avid golfer.
Thank you. Appreciate you.
You must be surprised, though, at the progress of Shime since he left your show in the midday years ago.
I mean, not surprised. I've always been a proponent of Shime.
But he's come a long way.
He has come a long way.
And he's become hated. I mean, he's really
so that's a surprise to me. I always thought he was very merry, and I thought people liked him. I thought he always brought a very positive energy
David
around
Ortiz.
Every show that he was a part of.
Right, that was his old bit.
Yes, he was a guy that you could kind of make fun of, and he had a thick skin.
Well,
and now that his skin's
exactly.
less thick, maybe
he's. I think it's that people
lost too much weight.
It's like every sitcom had the big fat guy that everybody loved,
and he was great. And now people really can't stand.
People still like Kevin James. He slimmed down.
Yeah, okay.
They like Kevin James?
I don't know. King of Queens.
Not the best argument. But that's all right.
There's also a Curtis effect. I mean, he's in there with you in the booth mornings, so maybe that wears off on him a little bit.
That's true. I'm sure. But I have to say, when we were out at the Springfield at the MGM Sports Bar there,
We have a lot of questions about Shime.
Shime's new personality was the number one topic. That and is Wiggy really like this?
I do think that Mac Jones was a big part of it because Shime was always anti-Mac Jones. So a lot of Patriots fans were trying to convince themselves that he was good, and they got mad at how adamant Shime was, that he was terrible.
That did leave me a little jaded, I'll be honest with you.
Yeah, but you were right.
I take victory laps constantly.
I saw the Niners coach say that Mac's still a starter in this league.
Great.
There was a great moment when you guys were doing that show when Shime's build up to the draft was that not a first round quarterback at all. And then for him to not only be a first round pick, but be the Patriots selection.
Yeah, got backed into a corner on that one.
Oh, man, was that awesome.
Yeah. Oh, that great?
And the text thread between Shime and Greg, like in Mac game,
that's great.
Was electric. So.
Well, I'm sure you got a lot of Celtics coming up on the show. You've got your Celtics jersey on today.
I got my Celtics jersey ready to go. Yeah, this series going to go longer than I thought, obviously, with the first two losses, but still they're in a good spot. They'll be fine.
If you have a concern, what is it? What's the one lingering concern that if they lose this series, it will be because of what?
Just another, 8-for-50 from three. Like, I mean, it's just, unfortunately, it's as simple as that. The one game they shoot lights out, they win going away. The two games they shoot horribly, they lose. They don't make any adjustments.
But isn't, well, that's the thing.
But they're going to literally live and die by it. I mean, that's just kind of what they are.
So then Mazzulla would get blamed for it. If that happens and they don't adjust, then they'd fire the coach.
He'll get some blame. No, they're not going to fire the coach, I don't think. Not after one. I think the history would show all these guys that win a title, they get the next year, and then if things go south the following year, they're gone.
What do you make? You guys did a great job of it with the playing of Mazzulla in between games two and three, where he said Tatum, quote, got a good look, unquote.
He puts no blame on himself ever.
It's bizarre to me. And the guys seem to like him. I don't know. I mean, I guess.
Yeah, that's what Terp tells us. Terp's around the team, and he's like, the players like him. I'm like, well, they like him when they're winning.
Right.
And if they're losing and he's throwing them under the bus, that's all it's going to take. Is Tatum to say to Stevens, I don't know if I like this guy anymore. Mm-hmm. He's like, all right, see you later.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, I think that's legit. Don't you think Tatum would do that?
Oh, yeah. But
could do that.
I don't know. Tatum's not a... I mean, he would have somebody else do it. He's not exactly one to, pick a fight in public. But my thing also, Rich, you follow the NBA closer than I do. What's the Knicks like? The Knicks approach, the broadcast, everything, like in game three, there's more entitlement per fan base that's literally never won anything in our lifetime.
Well,
it's so weird.
It is weird, but it's like the national guys. It's got a Syracuse vibe to
that's
it, right? Because they all either did radio or TV for the Knicks, or they love the Knicks. They want New York to be so good. But they're sneaky, a horrible franchise.
Awful.
Like, just the pits of a franchise. And yet, they do. They walk around like they've actually won stuff before.
It's crazy. And then even into the third quarter, I know the Celtics blew leads, but it was like, Celtics up 35. The Knicks get a defensive stop, and Doris Burke's like, well, this could get close here. The Knicks fans are into it.
I know. Let's get rid of them.
God. Well, big showdown tonight New York before it comes back here Wednesday. Looking forward to the Rich Keefe and Adam Jones program. That's
best
on the way next.
Best midday show in Boston.
Thank you.
It is. And I appreciate you tolerating me for an hour. You
all
and
right,
the listeners.
We'll be here. Maybe it'll be you and me again, depending on Doug Lane in Bermuda.
Let's hope not.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.